After one, Warsaw with the ball, leading 16-10 at Homestead. Warsaw 6 of 19 from the field, 3 of 7 from the arc, 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Homestead 5 of 12, 0 of 3 from the arc, did not attempt a free throw. Rebounding edge to Warsaw 11-10. The Tigers with one turnover, Homestead with 7. Bricker starts the second, seeing an opening on the left wing, driving it to the rack and floating it off the glass and in, and Warsaw leads 18-10. Stevens in transition, drives to the right, shoots over Neely and shoots that one home. Stevens with her second field goal. She's got 4. Quickly the other way, Bergen down to the deep right corner, all the way across Peterson, and she's called for traveling. Her left foot was her pivot foot, and she saw what I saw. I see the same path she had in front of her, which is a wide open path to the basket, and she moved that left foot first, and that gives the ball back to Homestead. Across the line, Royst, pressured by Peterson. Now they come the trap. Got it out of there to Landrigan. Now to the near side for Helsum. Down to the wing for Ankebrock. Back to Helsum for 3. Bergen's got the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Winchester. She gives it to Bricker. Bricker in transition left wing. Picked up by Helsum. That can't be the idea. Zartman got hit in the head. Ball knocked away, and it's going to roll out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Homestead. Zartman's cutting to the basket and got absolutely clobbered right in the side of her head. Play goes on in a minute into the second. Homestead's got the ball trailing 18-12. Royst up the near sidelines, and a foul's going to be called against Bricker. Jocelyn with her first. That's the team's second. It's out of bounds to Homestead right in front of the Warsaw bench. They get it into Landrigan. She missed it, and Bergen got knocked over, and a foul is called against Landrigan. Good blockout position there for Zoe. Can't believe that that was the primary option that play, to throw a lob pass under the basket to a 5'7 junior who's not a regular. I mean, she plays a lot, but that was what was open. That's what Warsaw gave. It wasn't wide open. Tigers defended it pretty well and have the ball back, leading by 6. Winchester bounces back to Bricker. She'll bring it out to the center circle and reload it. She's got a screener on either side, takes it left, tries to turn the corner, and got bumped again. And again, they've got Ankebrunk guarding Bricker. And it's Ankebrunk second. Now, Ankebrunk is only 5'9", but she's built like Ava Egoff, right? She's a big, strong kid, and not really the matchup. I can't imagine Rod Parker would set that up. Winchester on the weave, through a bad pass, is taken away by Royst. Head to Stevens, left wing in transition, then back out to Ankebrunk. Out of the top for Bottoms. Evie spins the right, throws it to the right sideline for Royst. Royst back out to Ankebrunk between the circles. She's guarded by Zartman. Now on the backdoor lob, it's a kick out to Bottoms. Down inside, a shot blocked. The shot by Ankebrunk was blocked by Zartman. Brooke Zartman in transition, left corner, Winchester. They left her wide open, and she knocks down another one. Her third three-pointer of the game already. She's got 12, and Warsaw leads 21-12. Almost across the line, and what a play there. And they got the ball inside to Royst, and she shoots it up and missed it. There's going to be a foul called. Winchester's going to get the foul, and it'll be a shooting foul. Homestead dribbled the ball across the timeline right into a trap, and Warsaw gave up the one pass that you can't, which is the pass from that spot right in front of the scores table to the free throw line, and Royst went to the basket, missed the shot, but makes the first free throw. Ankebrunk out, Epps back in with two fouls, with 5:42 left to play in the first half. At the moment, Warsaw leading by 8, Royst shooting and rolls that one in. Royst has 4. It's 21-14. Warsaw with the ball and a 7-point lead. Left side, Bergen. Looking for Zartman. They can't get it to her. Now to Peterson. Right side, Neely. Neely will throw it out for Winchester with some space. Thinking about it, didn't shoot it. Bergen dribbles left and then ran into her own teammate, Winchester. She'll bring it up the sidelines. Throw it up the sidelines to Winchester. And a whistle, and Lenny Krebs would like a timeout, and he gets it. 5:17 left to play, first half. Warsaw 21, Homestead 14. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Thank you, Steve Scott, back at the station. 21-14 Warsaw leads at Homestead. 5:17 left to play. First half here at Spartan Arena. Peterson dribbles to the top of the circle. Dribbles to the left elbow. Now backs out beyond the arc. Still dribbling. Throws it to Winchester. Winchester between the circles. Back to the left side to Peterson. 5 minutes left to play. First half. Peterson wants Winchester to come out and get the ball, and she does. Winchester at the volleyball line. Hands off to Bergen. Bergen dribbles to the top, fakes, reverses pivot, back to Peterson in the right corner. Bergen throws a high pass inside, too high for Royst, and it's taken away. Royst ahead for Stevens. She shoots a long three-pointer, missed it, and then Zartman got run off the court. Holy cow, no foul called. Lenny Krebs right in the ear of Joe Rudolph, who's right in front of him, and said, did you not see her get knocked over? We get a second look at it on the replay up on the video board, and I don't know how they missed that. Stevens, top of the circle. Left side, Epps. She shoots a three. It's good. Her 15th three-pointer of the year, her first points of this night, and that makes it 21-17. Bricker, around one defender, forced it up the lane, got fouled. Bottoms was pleading for a held ball. Justin Shippey said, no, no, you got her arm first. Evie with her first foul. And that's 17 fouls on Homestead. However, this is a shooting foul for Jocelyn, who is a 77% free throw shooter. The first one is up, and it rolls short. Again, they will not play in a gym with a deeper background behind the basket than they have here. It's deeper than even Northside Gym. Bricker shoots again. That one's good. Jocelyn with 7 first half points. 22-17, Warsaw pressing. Epps pressed deep in the backcourt. Dribbles under the basket all the way to the near side and throws it ahead and gets it to Bottoms. Bottoms throws back to Royst. Royst drives the free throw line. Dribbles into Bricker. Fell down with the ball. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Bricker rode right along her right shoulder. And Royst just lost control of the ball. Halfway through quarter number two, Warsaw leads 22-17. They have the ball working to our left. Bricker fakes the handoff, drives right, got around Hultzum, put it off the glass and in. Again, they clear out a side for her. Hultzum was able to keep in the play, but still Bricker scores. She's got 9, and Warsaw's pushed the lead back up to 7. Hultzum the other way, shoots over Eagle off, and Ava picks up a personal foul. Her first, that'll be 4 team fouls called against the Lady Tigers here in the first half. And it'll be Hultzum to shoot. She is a 64% free throw shooter. She has a field goal. This will be her first free throw attempt of the game. And the first one's up and in and out. One more coming up for the 5'10" freshman. Epps is a freshman. Anka Brooks a freshman. Helson's a freshman. That one is good by Anka Brock. In transition, Bricker looks back at Lenny Krebs. Epps is there to call out the play. Bricker pounded the dribble out in the center circle. Now starts to creep forward. Fakes the handoff. Got pulled down. Holy cow. Again, how is that not a foul? Held ball. The arrow belongs to Homestead. Bricker turned the corner. And the girl from Homestead just grabbed her arm and pulled her down right in front of the man in stripes. 24-18. Homestead with the ball trailing by 6. Pass up ahead. This is Epps. Drives the elbow. Shoots from there. Missed it. And the rebound to Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Outlets to Bricker. Long pass down to the deep left corner for Egoff. She drives in the lane. Double teamed. Throws it across court to Neely. She shoots a 3. It's no good over the backboard. And out of bounds. Out of bounds. Peterson and Eagle, or Peterson and Zartman into the game for Warsaw. Egoff and Neely are out. Warsaw continues to press. Up the sidelines goes Bottoms. Bottoms races down the right side of the lane all the way in. Shoots it, missed it. Foul called. Bricker's going to get another foul, I believe. That'll be her second. Free throws coming up here again for Homestead. For the season, Bottoms has only attempted 5 free throws in now almost 18 and a half games. Free throw is up and no good. Neely comes right back into the game. Bricker out. Helsom is out. We haven't seen Molly Stock for a while, but she's back out there with 2:50 left to go. And the second free throw by Bottoms is good. Her first point makes it 24-19. Warsaw with a 5-point lead. The ball right corner to Neely. Neely against Steven, one hands it out to Zartman, who has yet to get off an open shot after the beginning of the game. There's a 25-footer off a screen out top. No good. Neely's going to get to it and save it back into Zartman. And Warsaw gets a reload. Right corner, Peterson. Out to Neely. Skip pass across to Bergen. Bergen one dribble, then right back to Neely on the left block. Shoots a left-handed shot and air ball. Stock the rebound for Homestead. Outlets to Royce. Long pass down court to Epps. She'll stumble into the lane. Miss it. Rebound grabbed by Zartman for Warsaw. Up at Winchester, one-on-one. She'll cross over in the lane, have the ball stripped away, and Bergen comes up with it. Now lobs it out to Peterson. Right side Zartman, wide open, 20-footer is no good. Rebound Peterson for Warsaw. 2 minutes to go in the half. Winchester faces up the foul line. Hands off Peterson, shoots it up, and scores. That's old-fashioned basketball to get Abby her first two. Threw it to Winchester and then cut right off her left arm, and Brooke just kind of handed it to her. And Abby goes in to score to make it a 7-point Warsaw lead. Stevens forces up a wild shot, no good. Rebound grabbed by Winchester again. Peterson through the center circle. Angling left, Zartman in the corner. Neely wide open. 3 is no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Epps for Homestead. And then Epps runs over Bergen, but no whistle. Epps in transition shoots a 3 and hits it. A 3-pointer by Epps. Nobody picked her up. Bergen left side. A 3 to answer. It's good. Zoe's hit 2 3-pointers. She hit 2 through 19 games. And Warsaw leads 29-22 with 107 left to play here in the first half. Across the line comes Bottoms in a hurry. Kicks out left. Stevens for 3. That's no good. Rebound tipped by Neely and out of bounds. Homestead retains possession with 56 seconds left to play. We're far enough away that I'm not 100% comfortable saying that should have been a charge, but it sure looked like it should have been a charge. I hope you see the difference. Neely comes out. Egoff back in. 56 seconds left to play before halftime. Homestead's at 17 fouls, Warsaw 5, so Warsaw has a foul to give if they need to. Stock on the inbounds. Back out for Bottoms. Now to the left side, Stevens. Stevens holding, throws it out for Ankenbrock. Out of the right side for Bottoms. Ball knocked away by Peterson, and out of bounds to Homestead, right in front of Lenny Krebs, and Lenny Krebs didn't think much of that. Jim Spiker kind of sat back in his chair, biting his tongue. Stock against Egoff, pressured out by the volleyball line. Ava's all over. Now she picks up her dribble, throws it left side to Bottoms. To the corner. Anka Bruck for 3. It's no good. Weak side rebound. Kicked out. Stevens steps around a defender. Shoots for 3. That's good. She's made that a habit over the last 4 years. And it's 29-25 Warsaw. 20 seconds to play first half. Warsaw a chance for 2-for-1 here with the possession arrow in their favor. Winchester on the handoff, turns the corner, shoots a 12-footer in the lane. It rattled in and out. Stock the rebound, 6 seconds left. They got a chance to score. Stock shoots it from beyond midcourt and banked it in with 2 seconds to go. It counts, and that's the way the half will end. Wow. Stock made one from a step beyond the center circle. And they still had time left. She banks it home, her first 3-pointer of the game, and the Spartans crawl back to within 1 at 29-28 here at the intermission. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Spartan Arena at Homestead High School. Warsaw 29, Homestead 28. First half scoring for the Spartans. Emma Royst, 4. Maya Epps, a couple of second quarter threes for her 6. Evie Bottoms, 1. Molly Stock 5, including that, I don't know, 50-footer at the buzzer. Whitney Ankebrock 1, Gabby Helsum 2, and Allie Stevens is the leader. She has 7 points. For Warsaw, Abby Peterson 2, Brooke Zartman 0. She did not score in the first half. Alexis Neely didn't score in the first half. Zoe Bergen hit 2 3-pointers and has 6 points. Jocelyn Bricker had 9 points. And your leader at halftime is Brooke Winchester, who had 9 in the first quarter and 3 more in the second, including 3 3-point baskets and a 3-point play for a first half total of 12. It was 16-10, Warsaw after one. Homestead outscored Warsaw 18-13 in the second to get to within 129-28. We were never tied. We had one early lead change. Again, it's Warsaw 29, Homestead 28. And this season, when the Lady Tigers lead at halftime, their record's pretty good. It's 12-0. When we come back, we'll give the first half stats with Warsaw leading by one at Homestead on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Spartan Arena at Homestead High School. Warsaw 29, Homestead 28. The first half stats are brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw shot 11 of 30 from the field in the first half, 37%. They were 5 of 13 from three-point range and just 2 out of 5 at the free throw line. Homestead was 10 of 25 from the field, that's 40%. They were 4 of 11 from three-point range and 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 20 to 14. Warsaw with 9 offensive rebounds in the first half. Turnovers, Warsaw 6. Homestead had 8. Individually, Brooke Winchester, 4 out of 10 from the field, hit all 3 of her 3-point attempts, 1 out of 3 at the free throw line for her 12 points. Brooke Zartman, we told you, did not score in the first half. She only got off 3 shots. They were open shots, including the one 7 seconds into the game, basically off the tip-off that she missed. Abby Peterson, 1 out of 4. Zoe Bergen, 2 for 2. Again, both of those from 3-point range. And Alexis Neely, a tough first half, shooting the basketball, 0 of 5 for the field, 0 of 3 from the arc. For Homestead, Allie Stevens, 4 out of 10 with a 3-point basket to help her to get 9 points in the first half of play. Claire Landrigan did not score in the first half. Emma Royst had 5 points. Maya Epps has 2 3-pointers. For 6 points for the Spartans. Breaking this down now, you look at what Warsaw did. They built themselves a lead on a couple of different occasions. One in the first quarter, at the end of one, they were up 16-10. Remember, they were up 16-8 and gave up a late basket and missed an opportunity late to get the 2-for-1 and missed out on that and gave Homestead a chance to score. It could have been a 10 or 11 point game after one. It ended up being 6. Warsaw builds the lead back up. It's 7-8 points in the second quarter. And then they just had some really not very good possessions. They got open shots, but they weren't really good shots. And they looked rushed. They looked like they were afraid to turn the ball over. They did turn the ball over 5 times in that second quarter. But I think a lot of that was because they were rushed. So hopefully they'll slow down a little bit. It really feels like Warsaw is the better team. However, they have not played like it, and they certainly didn't shoot like it in the first 16 minutes. We'll see how the second half goes. Those are the first half stats. They're brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. We start the third quarter after a 90-second break on News Now Warsaw.